On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Thanks, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. What's going on in the movies?
Well, you know how we love Neil a lot?
We love where, sorry?
Sam Neill.
Oh, we do love Sam Neill. National treasure, Sam Neill.
There was a place that I like to go to. Yeah, he's got a new film out, and he just couldn't be more Sam Neill in it.
Okay, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, he's kind of gotten to a interesting phase. Like, we've always appreciated him, but age seems to really suit him, and he's relaxed into a weathered, wonderful sort of situation with his acting style. The film is called Rams. And it's a remake of an Icelandic film, funnily enough.
Oh, okay.
And he Sam Neill stars alongside Michael Caton, who was the dad in The Castle. And Miranda Richardson is in it as well. And I had a weird experience with this film. When I first heard about it, I hadn't seen the Icelandic one, and I sort of thought this was going to be a broad comedy about competitive ram rearing.
Right.
And the poster kind of makes it look like that, and the log line makes it sound like that. But it's actually a really nice, relaxed kind of, it's more of a drama, really. It is funny. There are funny moments in it, character comedy, but it's more of a sort of a slow burn dramedy, I guess you'd call it.
I see what you did there.
And the two guys play these brothers who haven't spoken in 40 years, and they live on adjoining farms raising prize stud rams. And then the bovine disease is detected in some of the sheep in the valley, and the Department of Agriculture comes in and makes them cull their stock, and which is a terrible thing, makes everyone in the valley cull their stock. Sam Neill's character sort of decides he's going to secretly keep a couple alive because it's the last of this precious bloodline. And it goes from there, and I just really, really loved this film. I wasn't necessarily that excited to watch it, and as I said, I thought this was going to be one of those sort of a bit too on the nose comedies or something. But it's a film about simmering family tensions and unspoken grievances, and Sam Neill is far and away who we spend most of our time with in the film, and he's just a joy to behold, and I can't recommend it highly enough.
I'm excited about this. I'm glad you've recommended it, because it's absolutely the kind of film I'd be like, oh, Sam Neill's in that, maybe I should watch it, but probably never get round to it. But this sounds like I'll be putting it on a list now, because I do love Sam Neill, like, very much. And I think that he kind of got me through lockdown with his videos of him walking around his real life farm talking to his pigs. Did you see any of those videos?
Yeah, I think some of that social media presence informs perhaps why I enjoyed this as well. And yeah, I wouldn't necessarily have gone out of my way to watch this. I watched it because I was reviewing it, and I just, it got me in the gut.
Yeah.
The only issue here is that this is possibly best sheep-centric film ever made, and it's not a New Zealand film.
Oh no. We'll have to all hand in our national identities at the door.
Yeah. So definitely worth checking out. There's another film out in theatres this week that's getting great reviews, and I'm super excited to see. It's called Freaky. Have you heard about this film?
No, I haven't.
I guess the title is a riff on Freaky Friday, because this is a body swap film.
Ooh.
Are you familiar with Freaky Friday?
I am.
Be familiar with the
I have watched
Lindsay
Freaky Friday.
Lohan one.
Yes.
Yeah, they've made that film a couple of times, three times, I think. And this is a horror.
Oh, okay.
Of that story. It's about a teenage girl who swaps bodies with a serial killer played by Vince Vaughn.
Is Vince Vaughn a convincing serial killer? I feel like he's not scary enough.
He's done some creepy stuff. He did that Psycho remake.
Oh, yeah.
This is a film, a horror that has comedic elements, I'm gathering. So I think it probably plays a little bit into his comedic persona as well. And I have not seen it, but yeah, I could not be more excited to see it. Catherine Newton is the young girl. She's a very talented young actress who's been in a bunch of stuff. And I'm struggling to think of a single title right at this moment, but you definitely recognize her.
Yeah.
Oh, she was in Big Little Lies.
Oh, is she the teenage daughter in Big Little Lies? She's great.
Yeah, 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 she is great. And this is getting rave reviews. The guy who made Happy Death Day, which was another very knowing horror film
right. That
had fun with its concept. And this is quite a nice sort of cheeky concept that with a cool writer-director and cool actors could be a lot of fun. So definitely
awesome.
Keen to check out Freaky.
All right, that sounds very good. Couple of good recommendations there. Thank you very much, Fabian Fanboy.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
We'll talk to you next week. Ka kite.
Yeah,
you'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Nothing can compare.